Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you complimenting or merely engaging in flattery? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll want to listen in to today's podcast because it's for you. Compliments versus flattery. At first, you might think, well, they're pretty close, maybe close cousins, but I'd love to go in today to some of the differences between the two because when it comes to being a happy person from the inside out, being able to recognize the difference between the two will help you live in a way that's more true to yourself, more sincere, and will help you be your better self. Let's first take a look at the definitions of compliments and flattery. The first one let's take up is compliments. It's very simple. It's a polite expression of praise or admiration. Secondly, flattery is known as the excessive and insincere praise given especially to further one's own interest. Do you see the difference between the two? When we're complimenting someone, we're literally admiring a good quality about them. It may be that they're a good dresser. It may be that they're a wonderful artist or they play a piano well. It could be that they have fine grooming or anything else that we see. Maybe they have a particularly well-developed intellect and we happen to see and comment on something that they do, something that they are, and we like just to praise them and admire and acknowledge those attributes that they have or express. But when it comes to flattery, there's a really interesting twist. The idea of excessive and insincere praise given especially to further one's own interests. I want to give you an example. Let's assume that you are going out shopping. Here at the local department store, you're trying on a dress, you're putting on a new shirt. You look at it in the mirror and you're like, I don't know about this. And all of a sudden, the salesperson comes along who happens to be on commission. And the salesperson says, oh my gosh, you look beautiful in that. Or, oh, that is awesome. Now, your insides are already saying, well, you know, I was kind of on the fence. But now this person has told you it looks great. If you are not checking in with yourself, you may just take someone else's seeming praise and not realize all they're doing is flattering you. Why? Because there's an ulterior motive. There is something there that's an advantage, not for you, but for them. They will get a commission on that piece of clothing that you buy, but you will walk out having paid for it. And saying to yourself, I wonder why I never wear this. It's because I'm really not all that crazy about it. Now, you may not have found yourself in that situation, but you might certainly have found yourself somewhere else where you realize you gave in to someone else's flattery and then realized a little bit later on, no, that just wasn't right. I want to give you some other examples of praise versus flattery, or let's say specifically flattery, and how people will use it to further their own interests. They're very simple and they're so basic. One of the first things that came to mind is pictures of old movies. Let's say Hollywood movies from back in the 30s and 40s, maybe the 50s, could be into the early 60s. And during that era, including TV sitcoms, when women traditionally did not have the same earning power as men. They might have had little pin money. And therefore, connecting with a wealthy man meant a lot to them. You might also even look at some of the early sitcoms where you'd find the mom at home with kids, but the husband and father being the breadwinner. And you could see it play out oftentimes in comedy fashion or comedic fashion. But what would happen is that the wife or the girlfriend would just start stroking the hair of the man and telling him, oh, how wonderful he was, how handsome he was, what can I do for you, dear? What can I do for you, darling? And you see the men just melting under the influence of the women. And you're watching it as part of the audience saying, all right, the lady's got something she wants. Typically, it would be that she would want the husband to say yes to something, or that she would want the man to feel so good and so softened that he would go maybe against his better judgment and end up buying her the fur coat, a diamond ring, a new car, or in some cases, the dishwasher. Those are situations where someone is not sincerely giving a compliment, but they're manipulating through flattery. I want to use the same thing because I'm always even in my explanations. But think about this from the point of view of a guy who's trying to get the girl. Now, maybe the guy wants to get the girl to go out with him on a date, and he might tell her how pretty she is, how much he likes the way she talks, or how he loves the way she laughs. And they're merely words designed to create a false sense of, oh, aren't I great? Or a false sense of maybe self that a woman could fall into. One of the biggest things would be the guy telling the girl how great she is, how much he loves her, because the ulterior motive is he wants to get her into bed. Again, it's another form of flattery rather than compliments, because there's always a motive involved. So why do I bring this out today in another one of these series of Living Happy from the Inside Out? It's because in society, there's always going to be people out there who are giving flatteries versus true compliments. And if we as individuals are not attuned to the difference between the two, we can either, number one, fall prey to someone else's flattery and therefore fall prey to manipulations that are not designed with our goodness in mind. We can also be the kind of people who, if we don't assess our own true motives, could end up also looking to take advantage of other people because of our own insincerity in the remarks that we make, because we're looking to get something out of someone else, because we're looking for our own advantage, maybe at the expense of the other party that we are flattering. Here's the thing. When we don't know the difference between flattery and compliments, when we do allow ourselves either to succumb to someone else's flattery or be a flatterer of another, what we don't realize is that we are devaluing both parties. We're devaluing another person by saying, I'm not seeing you as a quality individual. I'm seeing you as someone that I want to extract something out of that maybe I couldn't get under legitimate circumstances. We could look at it another way by saying, when I personally am flattering another person, I'm devaluing myself because I am not walking about as a person of integrity, of sincerity, and a person who values my sense of self sufficiently that I don't need to stoop to take advantage or manipulate in surreptitious ways another person for my own gain. Now, today is a short podcast, but I know it's meaningful. I hope today that, you know, when you're out and about, you may listen to some of the words that come out of your mouth, or you may double check and maybe check the sincerity of what someone else is trying to tell you about yourself, and ask yourself, does this sound real to me? Or is this person just pulling my chain because maybe they want me to pull my wallet out and give them something, or they may want to get a favor from me that they might not get through legitimate means? Either way, use something of today to think about yourself, because I can tell you this, when you get to the place where you are able to see and praise and admire another person just for who and what they are or what they do without expecting anything in return, you will not only be giving proper respect and proper honor to another individual, but by doing so, you will realize that you're also honoring your own good judgment. So that's my thought for you today on your way to living happy from the inside out. I hope to hear back from you. If you have any comments, write to me, Maura, at mauraforyou.com. And if you find this podcast to be of value, please go ahead, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, share a little testimonial, and share us too with your friends. Because each time we learn to take stock of ourselves from the inside out, we'll find out that we not only live more harmoniously, but that we end up contributing to a better sense of happiness within our own lives, but also sharing it with the lives of those around us too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.